been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, July 21st edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've had nine straight days of the Dow being up. Maybe we end the streak here today. We've still got a long ways to go until the bell rings, but the Dow is down 30 points right now. The Dow is at 18,564. We have the S&P 500 basically flat. It's down 60 cents, not even a buck here. 2,172 is where the Dow, the S&P is. The NASDAQ is up about 4 points. The NASDAQ streak continues. It's at 5,093. Those are some very lofty numbers, and we got to go back 16 years. That's how long it's taken for the NASDAQ to claw its way back. Score one against the buy and holders there. We have, let's see, what else is going on? We've got gold prices, or crude oil. Let's begin with crude oil here, $44.85. We've had a little downdraft in crude. It seems like 45 is the bottom right now, the support level. We're down near the bottom of that level. It is up 20 cents today. However, gold down 1.3% as the dollar continues to strengthen. Gold is at 1,315. Gold's had a little correction here on this breakout in the U.S. dollar. Silver is at $19.45. It's down 0.5%. The euro is at 1.10, where it's been planted pretty much since Brexit. The 10-year yield, interest rates drifting higher here, 1.62%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, no stimulus from Europe. Oh, everybody wants stimulus nowadays. Hey, come on, print some more money. Come on, buy some more bonds. Keep this market going. Monetary policy gone wild all over the world. It's good news for stock market holders. It's driving our markets to new all-time highs, but eventually the market needs a little help from other factors besides government stimulus. Well, they were expecting and they wanted more from Draghi this morning, president of the European Central Bank. He said, no, we're going to wait and see. We're going to wait and see what becomes of all of this Brexit nonsense. And so no stimulus from Europe here today. The market wanted some. The Dow, like I said, nine straight gains, nine straight days. I want to say that's been ever since the few down days of Brexit. The Dow has been on a tear. You know what? Over the last 7 years, what's been the right thing to do? Buy the dips. Market dips? Come in with guns blazing. That has been the correct thing. And to me, it's still in that mode because of earnings. All right. Now we've got jobless claims coming in. One of the important facets of market timing is watching the economy. We'll get our major clues about the next recession looming on the horizon, which will lead to the next bear market, which is looming out there on the horizon somewhere. Maybe it's 30 miles offshore. Maybe it's 100 miles offshore. Maybe it's getting ready to come ashore. Well, I don't see it yet. Jobless claims come in at 253K. That's why it is so important for us to watch on a weekly basis all of these economic reports that come in, and we measure them and we look at them on a graph, and we try to figure out which direction the economy is going. And as of now, no signs out there on the horizon yet of a recession. The S&P says Standard & Poor's. Listen to this. And I say the same thing, and I've been saying the same thing. Standard & Poor's says, get ready for Crexit. What's that? Another company, another country leaving the European Union? No, they believe there's a tsunami out there getting ready to come ashore to the debt market, the credit markets, and I agree. Half of corporate debt issuers right now are highly leveraged. You know what? I remember when the mortgage lenders were highly leveraged. They were leveraged beyond belief back in 2007, 2008. I think those holding big positions of bonds in their portfolios ought to at least start to listen to these warnings that are coming. You know, nobody wanted to listen in 2000 when we said there's a value bubble in the technology sector. Very few wanted to listen. I said it in my newsletter. There is a big bubble growing in the mortgage market and in the housing market in particular. Where is the next bubble growing? We always want to watch out for bubbles. Bubbles are pretty flimsy. Bubbles don't go very far before they pop. They can get bigger and bigger. You've seen the guys in the dugouts at the All-Star game. What eventually happens? It pops sometimes all over their face, makes one heck of a mess. Especially if you've got a beard and a mustache. Oh my gosh, what a mess that can be. Standard & Poor's says get ready for Crexit. They say that corporate debt issuers are highly leveraged right now. Now, that's not the only witness out there crying in the wilderness. J.P. Morgan says Treasury buyers are relying on the greater fool theory. What's the greater fool theory? Was this taught at the Wharton Business School? I'm sure it was. It's been taught in Econ 101. The greater fool theory says that there's always somebody out there that's a bigger fool that will buy my treasuries from me, which I paid way too much for. You don't want to be the last fool holding the bag, holding the hot potato when it burst inside the microwave. J.P. Morgan says Treasury buyers are relying on the greater fool theory. The real yield on U.S. Treasuries is now negative. Well, the real yield is when you compare the yield versus inflation. Inflation is running hotter than the yield you get on the bond, meaning we have a negative real yield. It's the lowest yield since 1980. And the tremendous flow into the bonds continue at just a historic pace. They call the risk, I can't read my writing there. They use a really ugly word here, untenable. The risk is just unbelievable right now in the bond market. Yet the robots continue to buy. Well, we need to be careful when these bubbles grow. Intel, let's get to earnings. Big, big earnings day. I told you there'd be 140 S&P 500 companies. Let's flip away from the bond market here. Let's talk about the stock market, equities, ownership. Intel beats earnings, but Intel is down 4.3%. You know, I would say that's a big part of why the market is down. Just like yesterday, Microsoft was a big part of why the market was up. Intel's an influential stock. I want to say it's a member of the Dow. I know it's a member of the NASDAQ 100. It's down 4.3%, and that's bringing markets down. Meanwhile, Qualcomm, however, says, hey, forget about Intel. Look at us. We're over here in San Diego. Our name's on the San Diego Chargers Stadium. Qualcomm is a hometown favorite. Qualcomm hasn't beat earnings in a long time. They blew out earnings last night. So score one there for the tech stocks, offsetting the fall in Intel. Qualcomm is up 8.1% today. Boy, that's one of the best earnings reports out of Qualcomm. Maybe that bodes well for the Chargers this year. You know, I go to one Charger. I try to go to one Charger game on a Monday night if we have Monday night football every year. There's usually more fans from the other team. If we're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, I get drowned out. There's more Pittsburgh jerseys than there are Charger jerseys, but we get to cheer on our Philip Rivers at quarterback. Mattel beats earnings by 3 cents. I don't own Mattel. I don't own Qualcomm. I don't own Intel. Mattel is flat, and Mattel's up 1.3% right now. eBay, a stock that I haven't owned in years. There's a stock, in my opinion, that's way beyond its prime. Investors happy today, though. eBay beat by 1 cent. The stock up 10.9% this morning. That's a huge move on the $34 billion company, eBay. All right, we got a lot more news to talk about. We'll get to our featured stock of the day, start talking about this week's newsletter, how I'll have an update for you on the earnings after this week with lots of earnings reports coming in. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, just from my perspective, the earnings season so far has been going pretty well. I haven't seen any major disasters. Last time I looked, the estimates for this year, S&P 500, $119 per share, S&P 500 total, all 500 companies. That compares with $118 per share last year. And as of last week's newsletter, earnings estimates for next year, $134. That's really kind of the key number that we can look to right now. The market is definitely looking ahead to 2017 already. That's right. Pretty soon we'll be putting together our shopping list for Christmas, won't we? For the holidays, what we'll be buying. Time flies. And the year is now more than half over, and these earnings reports now, keen interest in what they've got to say about next year. Well, let's just take a look here at a few more companies here before we move on. How about a biotech? I do have some exposure to the biotechs, very little exposure. Back in 2013, the biotechs were the place to be. We cleaned up. We did very well in 2013 with our biotech exposure. I'll tell you what really put the kind of the nail in the coffin of the biotech explosion back then was a congressman by the name of Henry Waxman, who wagged his finger at Gilead Sciences as to how much they were charging for their Sovaldi pill, which cures. What was it? It cures the disease of the liver, hepatitis C. Instead of getting a new liver, you get a few pills, $40,000 worth, and you don't need a new liver. And you can go on living your liver life. Well, Biogen reported earnings yesterday, but, you know, that kind of ended the run in the biotech stocks. Biogen reported earnings. I have no exposure to Biogen. It was a stock I owned during that time frame. Biogen is up 4.8% today. So I think, you know, if anything, the company's reporting so far today, we're going to add to expectations. How about General Motors? Totally different industry. They don't sell new livers or pills that cure diseases. They sell cars. A lot of cars to China. General Motors reported earnings that were 35 cents better than expected. That's a big beat there. And General Motors is up 3.3%. I don't see General Motors as a growth company. Well, neither does the market. In fact, the company has been growing their earnings by 3% per year over the last 5 years. You go back 6 years ago, General Motors was a $36 stock. Today it's a $33 stock. You see, it misses that criteria that I like, performance. Performance comes from earnings growth. When you only have 3% earnings growth, you're not going to get much capital appreciation. You could say, well, buy it for the dividend. It pays a 4.6% dividend yield. You know what? I want growth with my dividend. I want cheese on my roast beef sandwich. Throw some pickles on there too. I'm happy. I don't like non-growth, non-performing stocks as it comes to capital appreciation. Well, let's do a railroad. We're moving all over the American spectrum here, the economy. How about Union Pacific? a railroad. Well, they missed a little bit. Union, actually, they were in line with estimates, so that's not going to lower overall estimates for the S&P. Union Pacific is down 2.3%. I do not own Union Pacific. I have owned it in the past. Union Pacific roared higher along with the fracking boom. When the fracking boom came to an end, that had a massive impact on Union Pacific. And Union Pacific, it's done okay, but they did meet their earnings expectations. Now, here's a stock I do own. It's a steel stock by the name of Nucor. Nucor beats earnings by 3 cents, misses on revenue. A whole different section of our economy. They sell steel. I actually own two steel stocks. Both of them pulled back this week. Both of them I reassessed this week. And both of them, I decided, you know what? I'm not selling my steel stocks yet. I'm going to hang on. And Nucor did report today. Beat by 3 cents. The stock is down 1% here this morning. Let's see. Newmont Mining. Now, there's a big winner. That's a gold stock, and that's a stock that I own. Newmont Mining beat earnings. Well, gold prices have been going up. It helps when you sell gold. And the price of your product goes up. Last time I looked, it's $1,300 an ounce. Newmont Mining beats earnings. Newmont is up 3.6%. I did get back into a few gold stocks after the Feds did not raise rates in July. And Newmont is one of my holdings in the gold patch. And a good report here today out of Newmont Mining. Again, a completely different area of our economy. You can see just how diverse the market is. You can see just how diverse the economy is. We have railroads. We have drug stocks. We have car stocks. We have steel stocks. We have gold stocks. We have technology stocks. We have people that make software. We have people that make semiconductor chips. We have retail stocks that sell things. Wide, diverse economy is the American economy. Okay, let's look at a few more, and then we'll get ready for our featured stock of the day. How about an airline? Oh, we forgot about the airlines. Love, Southwest Airlines, a stock that I pulled the plug on several months ago. They missed earnings. That stock's down 9% today. How about we finish up with a pizza stock? There's another slice of our economy. How many slices? You know, Yogi Berra used to say, hey, what did he say? Cut my pizza into eight pieces, just four pieces today. I'm not that hungry. Domino's Pizza blows away earnings. A lot of pepperoni on this report. Bubbling cheese everywhere. Domino's Pizza, DPZ, is up 4.9% today. Domino's is a stock that I have owned in the past that I currently do not own. Let's just look at a few more. Kinder Morgan, KMI, stock I do not own. Pipeline stock, they report earnings in line. They miss on revenues. Kinder Morgan is down 2.5%. How about a credit card stock? American Express. American Express beats earnings by 15 cents, but the stock is down 2%. That must have something to do with what they said about the future. Tractor Supply, a great place to pick up chicks on the weekend. I'm talking about the little baby chicks that eventually grow into hens or roosters, and those hens can lay some pretty good eggs. We used to have a little chicken nest. I miss that little nest and those fresh eggs every morning. They won't allow it where I live now. Neighbors would get upset. Tractor Supply down 3.5%. Okay, we'll come back with our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just want to repeat what I said in the first quarter of the show. Standard & Poor's yesterday said, get ready for Crexit. What is Crexit? It doesn't sound good. Sounds like one of these monsters is going to show up at Comic-Con here today in San Diego. Well, they're worried about a big credit bubble that has grown. They think there's a lot of debt issuers that are on the line, heavily leveraged, this time not with mortgage bonds, like was the case in 08 and 09, but this time with corporate debt. Corporate debt. Man, I think that's something you got to take note of, because that's what we're always watching for in this business is bubbles. I saw a couple bubbles earlier this month, and I got out of the way of those bubbles. I saw a bubble in the utilities sector. It was a valuation bubble. I had some exposure to a utility ETF. People have been chasing yield and not paying attention to what they're paying for that yield. You have to look at the underlying asset that you're buying that provides you with that yield. You have to look at the price-to-earnings ratio. You have to look at the price-to-book value. You have to look at the price-to-cash flow. You have to look at the historic yield. You have to look at price to sales. Those are all valuation measures that seem to go out the window during bubbles. And that happened again here, and it's happened recently in the utility sector. People gobbling up utility stocks to get a 3% yield, completely ignoring the underlying valuation of the utility itself. Remember, most utilities are not growth companies. They only grow by the increase in population and the little rate hikes that they're able to get. Most utilities are 3 or 4% growers. Therefore, they don't deserve lofty multiples like they're trading at today. The other bubble that I see right now is in the real estate investment trust market. Well, same reason. People chasing yield, trying to get something superior to those measly government bond yields they're getting. Negative in a lot of countries around the world now, forcing investors to search for yield anywhere. I would not want to be heavily exposed to the real estate investment trust at the current time. I would want to be diversified if I depended upon real estate investment trust to make a living. I think that is a bubble that continues to grow, and I have significantly decreased my exposure to the real estate investment trust. I think I sold about three for 30 to 35% gains. Those are also lofty valuations. You can look at it from any measure, price to earnings, price to book, price to sales, price to cash flow, by every measure. Most real estate investment trusts right now are trading at extremely lofty valuations. Now, the third area that continues to grow day by day is the credit markets and those companies that issue credit. That's the bond market. The bond bubble continues to grow. And I would make the prediction here today, which I've done before. We had the tech bubble of 2000. We had the real estate and housing bubble of 2007. The bubble now is the credit markets, the bond market, the dividend paying stocks, people chasing yield. Eventually it's going to come to an end, and it could bring down the whole market, which it probably will at some point in time. That time is not here yet today, but we need to be on guard. That's why I do not believe in passive investing. How can you passively stand by when a bubble bursts? That makes no sense to me whatsoever. But the flow into passive types of management continues, just like the flow into the bond market continues. All right, well, I continue to like equities. I continue to like ownership. I'm not loaning anybody any money right now. The world is, I'm not even loaning Rob Sanford $5 for lunch. even though I know he's good for it. The world is awash in debt right now, and it's only getting redder by the day. Debt could be the great plague of our day. Well, let's go to equity. Let's go to ownership. I want a piece of the company. I don't want to be a lender to them. One stock that I currently own, it's not a recommendation, but it's an example of a stock that I own in my ultra growth account, which is more aggressive. The reason this stock is in my ultra growth account is because it's a small cap stock. So here we go. Let's go through the drill. Let's see if Carter's Inc. lives up to my demands for value and performance. Carter's Inc., what do they do for a living? Well, they market baby and young children's apparel. I see my little grandchildren wearing Carter's clothing in the U.S. name under Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh. You've seen the little boys in the overalls, Oshkosh Bagosh. Carter's is a $5.6 billion market cap company that places it in the small cap area. We're heard in Atlanta every day. Atlanta's got some great companies down there like Home Depot, like Coca-Cola, etc. Well, you've also got Carter's Inc., C-R-I, which makes that baby apparel. I think we've got a couple of Carter's stores that I've been here in the San Diego area. Carter's has been a good growth company. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing at a rate of 19% per year, which has led to some very good performance. Over the last 10 years, Carter's, the stock, has delivered 16% per year to investors, no guarantees going forward. It has tripled the returns of the S&P 500. It's done the same thing over the last 5 years. Carter's has delivered 28% returns per year to investors, while the market's delivered 10.4%. And over the last 3 years, Carter's has doubled the returns of the S&P with a 16% annualized return, while the market's delivered just 8.7%. Even if you go back to the bear market of 2008, Carter's was flat that year, while the market was down 38.5%. No guarantees that during the next bear market they'll do well, but grandpas, I guess, continue to spend on their grandchildren, and parents continue to spend on their children even during recessions. And Carter must have at least some kind of value line of clothing for the little fellas. Well, now let's take a look at the valuation here. Carter's is currently trading at 19 times forward earnings. By the way, Carter's gets a performance grade of B+. Not at the top of the class, but way up there. Near the top. On an earnings basis, on a valuation basis, we've got a company that is currently trading at 1.8 times sales. It's trading at 19 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by about 14% going forward. If I take those earnings estimates next year of $5.78 and extrapolate them out at 14% over the next 5 years, apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for CRI on the New York Stock Exchange, I get a $187 target price. The stock currently trading at $110. Out of 4,138 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database, Carter's comes in at number 365. Well, Carter's, CRI. You know, it's a 3%, 3.5% position in my ultra growth portfolio where I don't have big large cap companies like Amazon and Facebook, etc. I try to focus more on the small and the mid cap stocks, and Carter's is one of the stocks that currently qualifies in that ultra growth arena, CRI. You know, to diversification. I talked to somebody the other day. She said, you know, Bill, I heard you talking about British Petroleum, and I bought a $70,000 position in the stock. Well, that's a big, big percentage of the overall portfolio. I said, you know, I keep my positions much smaller. I keep my positions at about 3 or 4% of the overall portfolio. I don't want to have too much in any one stock. Carter's is one that I do own, however. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now, in my opinion. All right, well, when we come back, what am I going to talk about in the finals? Oh, okay, that's what, now I remember. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, with the negative interest rates around the world, and with J.P. Morgan saying there is unprecedented risk in the bond market, that's the word I was looking for. They called it unprecedented risk in the bond market. Doesn't that kind of turn traditional asset allocation upside down on its head? Because traditional asset allocation relies upon that, you know, income section of your portfolio as you get older. And in fact, traditional asset allocation would say, you know, you should have 70-80% of your assets in the bond market. But we're entering into an unprecedented area that we've never had before, where interest rates are so low, where bonds are so expensive, and where dividend-paying investments are so expensive. To me, it turns traditional asset allocation upside down on its ear. Where is an investor going to go with unprecedented risk to receive income? Well, I've said for many years, you've got to look to capital appreciation as a source for income. And that can be part of your strategy. Now, you also have to be aware of the valuations in the stock market, but the market has delivered some big time capital appreciation over the last 7 years. And at least for now, we continue to be in a good spot for capital appreciation. How do you get capital? How do you get income from capital appreciation? Well, you know, we have clients that, let's say they've got a $200,000 IRA. I do a little math depending on the size of your portfolio and your age, and I say, well, okay, why don't we take on your $200,000, why don't we take $800 a month or $1,000 a month as the number. And every month, Scott Trade sends out a check on the first day of every month for $1,000 or whatever the number is. And then I manage the account so that there's always some cash there coming either from dividends, coming from sales of stocks. I recently sold several REITs for big profits, so that money is sitting there. But there's always, you know, some cash sloshing around in an account. And it's up to me to make sure when it comes time for that check to go out that there's $1,000 sitting there in your account. What do you care if it came from dividends, if it came from a coupon on a bond, or whether it came from capital appreciation? In fact, over the years, if you look at the returns of the S&P 500, the vast majority of the returns have come from capital appreciation. A little bit of the returns have also come from the dividend yield. So don't forget that capital appreciation can be a powerful tool for providing income to you. But I also believe strongly that you can't just passively hold on to stocks. You can't just passively hold on to bonds, because bubbles do develop from time to time. And when those bubbles burst, it makes no sense to me to ride an asset class down 40, 50%. What kind of downside could the bond market have here? You know, I'm just telling you that J.P. Morgan says the risk in bonds is unprecedented. And S&P, Standard & Poor's, says get ready for Crexit. So we really, really have to be nervous right now. I don't have a lot of exposure to the bond market. My firm overall probably has 5%, maybe even less than that, 2 or 3% exposure to the bond market. There's times for bonds, though. If you go back to 2008, when the market was down 38%, bonds were up 32% that year. So on a relative basis, you know, I continued to rank the assets. Bonds are still at or near the top of the asset class rankings, but the valuations and the price of the bonds is just astronomical right now. I've never seen it this high, ever. Can it last for another year? Yes, it can. Can it last for another 6 months? Yes, it can. Could it start to melt down in a month or two? It could also do that. That's where technical analysis comes in. That's why I look at charts every day. I look at hundreds of stocks. I started to see the utilities starting to look bad technically a few months back, which caused me to do an update on the valuations of those utilities. And when I combined the weakening technicals along with astronomical rising valuations, it was time to move on. And it will be the same clues in the bond market when the technicals start to turn over, when interest rates start to rise, when people start to realize, you know what? There's a lot of people in this theater, and there's only a couple of exits here. I'm going to get out now before the crowd starts to head out the exit and creates a Crexit. That's what they're calling it. They said beware of Crexit, which would be a credit crunch. Companies that have too much leverage right now, that have loaned too much money, and individual investors right now that are holding too much in the way of debt in their portfolio. So you know what? Look, I warned in 2000 when the valuations got out of hand. I warned in 2007 when the housing prices got out of hand. I'm warning today that there's a bubble building, unprecedented risk right now in the bond market. If you're 70, 80% in the bond market, to me, I see it in the muni bonds, I see it in the corporate bonds, I see it in the government bonds, I see it in the mortgage bonds. People stretching to try to get some yield. Well, you know what? You don't have to stretch to try to get some yield. You can also look to capital appreciation as a source of income. That's why I have a growth and income portfolio for folks in that category. And it's tightly managed on a daily basis. It's active. It's active. It is not passive. If you'd like to talk to us, if you're getting nervous, if you don't like to hear the word bubble and the word Crexit and the words unprecedented risk, that ought to get your attention. And I'm not doing it to be sensational. I'm doing it because I see it. I see it happening. You can get in touch with us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.